It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Where's my phone?
I don't know. Where is it?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Buzz 24/7. I don't know where Kelly is. Guess is
he's doing some work.
Yeah, sure he is. Sure he's
pitching
working,
one out.
Working it out in the bathroom.
Yep.
I think he does most of his work there. The hardest work he does during the day is in that room. Pretty sure. And I don't even think I'm being facetious about it. The amount of effort he puts into the planning and execution of whatever goes on in there is relentless.
It's amazing.
When is the last time you went to a farm? Don't have to say the name of it. Don't have to say where. Just when's the last time you went to a farm?
Wow. I think it's been a while.
Say last summer. I haven't gone to a... Actually, earlier this year, you guys asked me to take a picture of the cow.
Right.
So that was a couple months ago.
Right. Okay. All right. Then you, Scotty?
Probably when I got married, and then I got some cider from the same place.
Yeah,
and took it back because you returned the bottles, and then did it again.
So you can see this is a. I'm about to play a video, so just through the phone, so okay. You could hear what I'm saying. I just want to show you it's legit. It's time stamped. It was Saturday. Valerie and I were out picking berries at a local farm, and I just want to do this as a public service, okay? We haven't posted the video yet. I will post it, but we haven't yet. But I just wanted to it just came to my mind that maybe it's something that we should just remind people of, you know, that go to quiet places. I hope you can hear this.
Hey, man. So I just wanted a little tip for you, a little consumer tip. If you're out at a local farm, you know, because I support local farms picking berries, okay? If you're out at a local farm, you got to remember that it's very quiet and people can hear you talk. Three aisles over in the blueberry section, some woman's talking about her boss who's having an affair with another woman that works in the office and is a real bitch and has an attitude and now thinks she runs the place because she's tapping the boss. So if you don't want anybody to hear that, you should maybe bring it down. Just a suggestion. Try to be helpful. It's what I do.
Just like having a conversation like that, a private conversation, wow. in a public place. And I sat there and I looked for Valerie. Because Valerie was with me. And Valerie, when we go do that, she's way down there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we just separate and I get stuck on a bush and I'm going to pick that sumbitch clean, right? Because that's what I do. I'm the cleaner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't take the red ones. I take the bluest of the blue because those are the sweetest.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm down there and I'm hunkered down. I'm on one knee and I'm picking and I hear the conversation start. And it wasn't a long conversation. It was about someone apparently having a thing for the boss, and the woman that's having a thing with the boss now thinks she's the queen bitch, you know?
Because she has an in with the boss.
Exactly. And it wasn't like graphic. It wasn't like that. I heard it. And I'm thinking like, that's not a conversation I would want anybody to hear. I would not discuss something like that at an orchard. I mean, right?
Were there not a ton of people around?
No, there were not.
She thought she was in the safe zone.
Yeah. I'm guessing because I was kneeling down. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm a large guy. I was wearing a charcoal colored gray shirt. So maybe I blended
maybe
in.
Yeah, noticing.
Maybe the large human entity, a mass of flesh, maybe
she's
mixed
probably
in
over there. I just saw the blueberry monster.
The freaking blueberry bush. Maybe. But I just sat there and I'm like, oh, God.
Yep.
And there was a name. I heard a name. I'm not going to reveal the name. Clearly, I'm not going to do that. But there was a name of the woman. And I was like, wow, I bet that person would not like to know that I'm hearing this conversation. You know? So have you ever been someplace? And I guess maybe this is a conversation that would be great to ask on the air. Have you ever been someplace innocently doing something and hearing something you know you shouldn't overhear?
Well, Roadkill's heard some stuff at the grocery store, right?
Fights.
Isn't Irene?
Fights. Yeah. No. Irene was at Six Gun City. Oh.
Six Gun City, yes.
Okay. But didn't you hear something at the...
There was the guy that put beer in the carriage. And she went, oh, no, that's fantastic. So what are we taking out, John? Are we taking out the diapers or the baby mix? Which one are we taking out so you can drink? And he collected his beer and back and put it on the shelf. And it was just...
What are my choices? The diapers or what else?
Baby formula.
Or beer.
I mean, baby formula, I mean, you know. I mean, nowadays, they're just...
A little of each?
They're giving kids all the normal stuff. Just give them what you eat. You know what I mean? I don't see a problem with that. Keep the beer and give back the baby formula.
But I've heard people talking about stuff that, you know, like work stuff at a bar. You know, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a... and I'm not talking about public fights. Right, because you've seen public fights. People fighting in public, to me, I don't know if there's anything that makes me more uncomfortable. I'm talking couples. Mm-hmm. Hearing somebody have an argument loud and not caring that they're in public probably makes me more uncomfortable than anything.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that. We've seen drunken people at shows, you know, and stuff like that. But I'm just talking about people who just don't give a sweet anymore.
There's a time and a place, and you want to make me very angry.
Yeah.
You choose the wrong time and the wrong place.
Right.
If we're doing something band-wise and we need to talk about something band-wise, you know, that we step off to the side, we talk business.
Yeah.
Same thing with Amy and I. If there's something going on, I'm not... Oh, you try to bring something up in public to try to
get you going?
Get me going. Not falling.
I don't buy it. I don't go for the bait.
I'm not in public. No.
Have you ever heard a conversation amongst strangers, Laura, at a place that you remember where you know I should not have heard that? Not like, you know, here's where I buried the body, Janet. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't think anything like that. But like, you know.
Do you have anybody you know named Janet? Oh, you do?
I do.
Why?
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, yeah. I don't want to say I'm clueless, but I just really, if so much that I'm thinking about that, I don't pay attention to what other people are saying. The other day,
like, wait a minute,
I know, my neighbor who I'm friends with, I'm going through the store, and she shouted at me as I just totally walked by her, totally ignored her down the aisle, and she goes, "Hey." And I finally snapped out of it, and I was like, she goes, "Hello." I said hi to you when I walked
by. I thought you ignored her on purpose.
No. I totally didn't even pay attention
to... That can happen sometimes.
No, but I wasn't ignoring her on purpose. I believe you. I'm not paying attention to my surroundings, environment.
You're not in the zone. But she's not in the moment.
Why'd you ignore her?
You can be in the zone focusing, but in the moment is, like you said, being aware of what's going on around you.
Yeah,
not that you have to be that way all the time.
I'm not aware. I'd say a lot of the time.
You also wouldn't have heard somebody running up behind you.
Nope.
That's something you want to be aware of.
Yeah, I'm
when
totally.
When somebody's running up behind you. I'm just saying, you know. I sometimes get lost in thought just like everybody else, but I also am aware. And it's funny because my wife could be talking to me. I'd be sitting in the living room working on the computer. She'll say something I won't even hear, you know. But yet I'll be walking through the grocery aisle in a store and I walk past a couple and I'll listen to what they're saying.
It just
happens.
If we go someplace and it's a bar, it's really loud.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time hearing because four tables over, maybe this guy said something that I go, oh. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, right.
Then I'm going.
Right.
Wonder what's and then right. And Amy's like, "You didn't. I mean, do we want to get an appetizer? Hello, I'm right here." And it's like, "Oh yeah." But what are they talking?
John over there is talking about, you know, he's talking about Ride the Lightning.
Yes.
And the song, you know, Ride the Lightning. That caught my attention. Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, so I just started off with this as a public announcement.
Be careful.
Shut up at the freaking and shut up with it with that stuff. And for your own good, I mean, look, I don't care. I can hear it. It doesn't bother me. But I don't want you to get in trouble. Like, if I say the name, that gives somebody an idea of who it is, right? Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Don't give somebody that opportunity to have that kind of information on you.
No.
You know?
And even though, we live in a very small world where it's like you could be somewhere complaining. And two tables over, you'd be like, my wife works with them.
Dude, it could be it could be a friend of mine. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking. And this woman who was talking, is only going to get in trouble in the sense that she's talking about the boss.
Yep.
Not she's not the one doing anything wrong, you know?
Yep.
But anyway, I just thought that was, you know, I told Valerie about it too, but I was like, wow, that's just crazy. I've heard all kinds of conversations when you're in the orchard because it's generally quiet. Yeah. You know when you're picking apples, you can hear a family two rows over?
Absolutely.
You know, that kind of thing?
But yeah, so. I'm usually not talking about work or anything when I'm picking apples.
There's no conversation I'm having in public that I don't want somebody else to hear. Last night when I was on the boat, I'm sitting on the Thomas Layton. We're up on the top floor. Valerie and Caitlin and Morgan and Tyler are on the railing 3 feet in front of me, and they're looking over the edge of the boat. And so I'm sitting down for a second. I'm just kind of staring off in the distance, and a woman walks by, and she goes, "Hey, you're Greg." I'm like, and for a second, I didn't know what to say, which is weird, right? Because I decided, do I want to play with her? How I want to do this? Yeah. What I want to do? And I said something really weird. I said, "I was."
That is weird.
And she's like, "What do you? Mm-hmm. I know who you are. I mean, we've met before." I'm like, I'm
trying to hide.
She's like, "Why? What do you mean was? What happened? I know the show is on. I listened on Friday. I know you're coming back on Monday."
Maybe
I'm like,
she's thinking you got laid off that night.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Bad choice though. Yeah. You know, I was trying to be funny. I'm like, "I was," and I thought, "What the fuck am I going to do with that? How am I going to explain my way out of saying something like that?" So, but she was very nice. She was very nice. Her name was Tiffany, and she was on the boat, and she was part of another group and stuff like that. But yeah, so but we had a conversation. She was asking how the job was going, and
how was the job going?
And I said, "It's great." I said, "I work with really nice people," and she's like, "Well, what about when are you gonna quit?" I'm like, I don't have plans to quit.
Thank goodness, please.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't have plans to quit. Eventually, somehow the road's going to come to an end for me.
Eventually, you're going to have to do what you want to do.
I'm going.
If that's the thing you want to do eventually.
But she's asking me this question. I'm thinking, how do I answer this when there are people around? I just said, I don't have any plans to do that.
So how many of those questions do you let it go before you go, I'm kind of checked out of this?
What do you mean? I mean, how many questions out of the conversation? I wasn't checked out of the conversation.
No, but I just
she was
mean,
very nice.
If somebody is persistent.
If irritating.
She was not irritating at all.
I just
she was it. Kind of persistent.
Okay.
Okay, but like not irritating.
I think me and you shut it down differently. I think I'm
I did not shut it down. I gave her an answer. I said, "I don't know." I said, "If I didn't like the job, or if the job became, if it was not fun, I'd feel 100% differently." Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think about it. The only reason I think about it is because I get asked about it. That's the only thing. So kind of, but it was kind of interesting. Like I thought about, is that a conversation I wanted to have with other people around? Not necessarily.
You know,
but I was honest.
I'm gonna tell you that I've never told anybody. My wife is sitting over there, and she's enjoying the company of our kids. And I'm going to tell you something that nobody knows because I feel you deserve it.
Yeah. No, she was not at all rude or anything like that. She was really very nice. She was interested in the answer, which is kind of different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, so
it was
just
weird.
Yeah. I just said, "Look, I feel good. I'm physically good. Everything's good. We're good. Everybody likes each other, I think."
Yeah.
I think, you know, sometimes I doubt it, but it's, I think. And I said, there's no, I don't think about it. So there's the answer. Okay. What's the question you get asked the most?
Wow. I don't know.
Commute. How's the drive over to Manchester?
Yeah. A lot of people, how you liking the new studio? How's the drive? Not drive bad. Must suck.
4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. No, that is probably Kelly's right. Right on. Like how's the drive? You know, you just kind of go, we manage it. We got a nice, beautiful studio over there. Works most of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of the time. Yeah. I just say, when they say that, I'm like, look, I'm used to driving 3 hours for a sunrise. So for me,
it's not a big deal.
And there's no traffic when we drive for the most part. So I don't really get wound up about it. But at the end of the week, I'm beat. If I'm being 100% honest, at the end of a week, I need to go home and just sit and do nothing. What's the biggest question you get?
Yeah, I get that, like, the you must love the new commute.
And you don't.
No.
And it's, yeah. I mean, I'm getting used to it, but I feel I don't like being this close. I'm here more than ever now, being this close. And that really sucks. I used to have like the excuse of, I have an hour drive home before I have to go get my kids. Now I don't have that. So I could be here till right time to pick up kids when I used to have that hour to...
Doesn't have to be that way.
You well, could move an hour away.
Just not, so I could be here.
That's not what I meant.
No, you know.
Laura's one of those people that doesn't...
But also the time has changed. Like, time has changed in our business and...
Laura doesn't want anything to hit the floor.
Right.
And sometimes I think you have to let it hit the floor for other people to learn and other people to... But she is very, very good about that. And she's extremely valuable.
To be good.
It pisses me off. For her, not at her.
So, yeah, moving closer to home was probably... It backfired on me.
Yeah. So there it is. The inappropriate questions. If the woman should happen to hit us, I was not offended, nor were you inappropriate in any way. We had a good conversation. She's a big listener and has listened for many years. So, but it's interesting when you get asked personal things in a public place. Mm-hmm.
I think there's always for me that there's a line. I think we do. I speak for myself. A decent line. I let you know stuff. Yeah. But at the same time, you don't need to know everything.
Number one thing I get is when are you going to retire? And I'm like, do you want me? Are you telling me you want me to retire?
Yeah, people ask me, when's Greg retiring? I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm like, I don't. Sometimes I actually, because I'm paranoid anyway, I'm thinking they want me to. You know what I mean? And I'm like going, I don't know, dude. I don't fucking think about it. I don't run around thinking about it. I think, you know what I'm thinking about? What are we doing tomorrow? That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, Jimmy Dunn's coming in.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be fantastic to see him,
Tuesday.
Although he probably can't tell us a lot.
Yes.
But he'll be in. We're gonna rank him.
Yeah.
We're going to hear from Gizmo. That's what we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't asking that for... I'm just saying that's what we worry about. We talk about, we text back and forth. Hey, we got this idea. We could do that, you know. But I really think conversations you shouldn't have overheard is a good subject to bring up on the air. What did you hear in a public place... A conversation you know they didn't want you to hear. Come on, that would be good.
It would be fantastic.
All right, well, anyway. So there's that. I don't know if you guys, the couple of things left over from the show, the wildfires exploding in the western United States, hundreds of thousands of acres already burned, largest fire in park in Butte, Shasta, Plumas, and Tehuma counties. I guess that's California. Did you hear about how they started? Did you guys hear about this shit?
No.
No.
Some guy lit a car on fire, pushed it down a hill into a field and woods, and started the fire.
And how do they know this?
Was it charged with suspicion of arson after someone saw him set a vehicle on fire and push it down a hill into the woods. Hot, dry weather's making him... Are you kidding me?
What was the purpose? Was he trying to hide evidence or just get rid of his car?
No, he just wanted to start a fire. He's an arsonist.
Yeah.
Being held without bail is expected to be arraigned today. Second largest fire currently being burning in California is the Lake Fire. I couldn't live in California. As much as a lot of people see it as a dream, I am all set.
We saw it on the news, and I was like, holy crap.
Did you hear about the Boar's Head meats in the Listeria?
Well, I have a family member that works for Boar's Head.
Really?
Things have been hitting the fan.
An elderly Missouri couple now filed the first lawsuit related to the recent Listeria outbreak linked to Boar's Head meats sliced at deli counters, not the prepackaged kind. This is the stuff that's sold at deli counters.
Yeah, so
it sickened 36 people and caused 2 deaths in Baldwin, Missouri.
One of the deaths, I believe, was in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They did a sampling in Maryland the other day. They found it in the liverwurst. Because they were trying to figure out, because this Listeria thing has been going on for months. And so most of the people had said they had had deli turkey, deli liverwurst, and deli and another meat. And
yikes.
They found samples of liverwurst coming from a Virginia plant.
Mm-hmm.
I think as of when I talked to my family member on Friday, that they had now opened the deli Boar's Head at Stop and Shops down in Massachusetts again.
So a guy, 76 years old, and his wife, 88 years old, became deathly ill per the complaint. She reported experiencing nausea, diarrhea, stomach cramping, and the most disturbingly intense whole body shaking, aches, muscle weakness. She got intensive treatment at a nearby hospital where she remained critically ill and hospitalized for 9 days. All right, that's serious.
Yep.
Yeah, it's...
But in the lawsuit, Plaintiff Patrick Fleming says it has lost the Love Services Consortium comfort, instruction, guidance, counsel, and support of his spouse, which he would have received in the usual course of his married life.
What?
Yeah, he couldn't have sex with her. Okay. Couldn't have sex. She's 88. Consortium means that. It means intimacy. And yet, it's not that I don't believe, like, she helped him out and stuff like that, but it claim that it made you ill and almost you almost died. Don't claim that your wife wasn't able to comfort, instruct, and guidance and counsel you. Doesn't that sound like a bullshit reason?
Yeah,
that sounds a bit odd.
Deli meat is affected, and now the pickle.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. Huh. I mean, look, she was sick. I'm not saying she doesn't deserve money. If I was them, okay, there she they want $25,000. Pay the lady. Pay the lady.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than, you know what I mean? But the going through and filing a suit for loss of consortium at 88 years old, wow. I mean, good for you. If you're still knocking boots at 88.
Go get him. Go get him, cowboy.
Go get him, cowboy. And in Tacoma, Washington, Skin City Tattoo and Piercing Supply says somebody stole $1,500 worth of nipple rings.
Why'd you do
stole
that?
The nipple rings from the sex store, Kelly. There you go. That's a lot of nipple rings.
What are you going to do with them all? Sell them to a black market? Is
probably.
There a nipple ring black market?
Rochester Fair. Nipple rings here. Boy. Get your nipple rings.
Hey, nips over
winner
here.
Winner every time. Nipple rings right
hey,
over
everybody
here.
Everybody gets a nip.
Pop a balloon. Get a nipple ring. I don't care. Yeah, you're 12. Get in line. Hit it. Yeah, Charlie. Okay, some of the other things. That's about it here. Neil Young announced he's got a third installment of his retrospective Archives Volume 3. It is a 17-CD box set featuring 198 tracks. Who is buying CD box sets? Who?
Not me.
Not me.
You're not? I don't
box sets?
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say, Roquel's the only one I know that still buys CDs.
I bought a bunch of Frank Sinatra box sets and stuff like that.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you when the last box set.
I'm done. And, okay, well, anyway, that's just some of the stuff that we didn't get to today. It's meeting day, so we got stuff to do. Oh, yeah. Twinkies has a new mystery flavor, if in case you're wondering. That's what I want to try.
You tell us, it's not going to be a mystery.
A Twinkie. I'm not telling you. I'm not. Okay. It's a mystery
flavor. He's
going
to show you, but he's not going to tell
like,
you.
Like the regular flavor of Twinkies isn't a mystery. Like the fact that they stay soft. Like a fact about a movie in the end of the world and the apocalypse about zombies. The only thing food that survived was Twinkies. That tells you everything I need to know. That's a mystery in and of itself. I don't want to eat a Twinkie. Ever.
Okay. I believe you.
Okay. Leave the hell out of it. I was going to say ding dong, but I meant ring ding or yodel or whatever those are.
I know what you meant, buddy.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't you worry.
Funny bones, whatever. So, all right. Anyway, meeting day, everybody. So, but text or email me. I won't use names. When did you hear a conversation that you weren't supposed to hear in a public place? You're sitting at a fast food table, you're eating, and then somebody's talking to you next week, and you hear a very interesting conversation you weren't supposed to hear.
Very interesting.
You know? Like you heard about a guy that was getting fired that day. You didn't even know. He didn't even know he was going to get fired that day. Or maybe you sat next to someone that was getting fired. Because, you know, you prevent them from having some fit in a public place if you do it at a restaurant. So, yeah, email me that. Greg@morningbuzz.com. I mean, if you want to. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, it's reached that time in the program where we've got to say goodbye. We've got the martinis at the ready. We've got the light snacks. Provided by Laura J. Boyce, brought from home. Some butter crackers. Some prosciutto. Got some pepperoni and some sharp cheddar cheese. Along with a little bit of a honey dip. Some sort of white cheese that looks like a block.
It stinks, but it tastes good.
Yeah.
Stinky.
And grapes. Red grapes are on the platter. So
Kelly loves to feed you.
We're going to go enjoy the martini and the light snacks. And you go on your good way and have a lovely day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Same bat time. I don't know what that noise is.
Kelly feeding me grapes.
Usually that's when he does it, when Roadkill does that sound effect, do it again. It's usually anal beads. That's
the old popped out.
See you tomorrow.